We're running out of food plots, whether people realize it or not. If you got kids or grandkids, you should be concerned about these hyper data centers.
What's your name, ma'am?
Delcia Bear.
All right. And tell us about the family farm. How many acres is that?
Me and my brother split it up. It was 1,200 acres, six for each one of us. And then Mom's 71 falls in there somewhere in between. Since the tobacco program was bought out, we've been on nothing but cattle, and we've had the cattle before we quit with tobacco. So we've been pretty much living off what the cattle been bringing in.
Okay. Did you grow up on this farm?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rode horses all over it.
You what?
Rode horses all over it.
Did you?
I was a cowboy. I mean, a cowgirl.
What was that like?
Oh, ain't nothing like it on earth. You're sitting up there on 1,200 pounds, I'll kick your butt any day.
What do you mean?
And it just, the wind's hitting you in the face, and you gallop all out, used to barrel race and pole bend and all that stuff. I mean, they just is nothing like cattlemen.
Really?
The cattleman lifestyle. Rode every inch of these fences to make sure there wasn't any trees down on them, no holes in the fences from where the deers plow through them.
Yeah.
I stayed on horseback from time I was 11 until I was about 18.
Really?
Yep.
You can still ride it like a pro?
I don't know if good now or not. I fell and everything else here in the last year. Had my retinas detached and everything, so I'm in bad shape. But if I could get my hands on one, get up on his back, I'd probably give it a run for his money.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd try again.
Y'all got any horses still?
No. When I fell last year, I had a couple of stallions, and the rest of the family was afraid of my stallions. And so I went on and got rid of them before one of them got hurt with them.
Tell us a little bit about life in Mason County. What's it like living here?
For the most part, it's quiet until the local county attorney, John Estill, jumps up and starts wanting to either use eminent domain on somebody. So far, this family's went through eminent domain on the AA highway. It's went on an eminent domain for the Maysville-Mason County landfill twice. And now they add it again with these Kentucky Power. I'm tired and sick and tired of listening to eminent domain and John Estill and Tyler McKusey's son-in-law. So it's all in the family down there in downtown Maysville.
You know what we call that? West Virginia, the good old boy network.
Oh yeah, yeah, well, I call it that, but I'd like to call them something besides good old boys.
All right, but let's back up a little bit here. So tell us about what's going on with this whole data center proposal for somebody that doesn't have any idea what's happening.
You're all out here peaceful, mind your own business, and the neighbors start squawking, and you go, what in the world's going on with you all? Have you seen that? Is there anything to this proposal that this land they're wanting to buy the land? Is there anything to it? How in the heck would I know? I don't have a law degree. So the realtor shows up and he said, oh yeah, I said, well, we'll give you $26,000 an acre. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, well, that don't sound like much. They can't do any better than that. He said, well, what about $33,000 an acre? I'm going, this guy done lost his dang mind. $48,000 an acre? Y'all done crazy. What in the world? This is a scam. Mm-hmm. $60,000 an acre. Well, who's going to pay for it? I don't even know any of these. You're saying the tech companies, well, they stole that all over the off the taxpayers when you're getting their annual reports. So it ain't no individual got any kind of money like this. There has to be some government behind it or something somewhere. And then they start talking about, well, we'll give it to you installments. And I'm going, no, we won't be taking it in installments. Mm-hmm. You can give it in a lump sum, and I'm going to go see if the bank can handle it. And the banks down here said they couldn't handle it.
Really?
Really. They didn't know anything. They thought I was crazy, thought I'd done lost my mind when I brought that proposal to them down there at the banks, both of them.
Yeah.
Now, the realtor was on the board for the one up in Flemingsburg. It was Chuck Marshall was the realtor. And the only thing he could tell me is, well, do you want to adopt me? Well, hell no, I don't want to adopt you. Certainly wouldn't assign millions over to you. You got any family members you'd sign it over to? No, I don't trust none of them neither, thank you. So when I get to the bottom of it, it took a stockbroker 6 months to figure out how he could even secure $26 million.
So that was the final proposal that they offered you, $26
million? Yeah. And that is not enough for her part of it, is not enough to move this house behind me. When I got into that, that's $10 to $20 million mm-hmm. to move this house behind me. And it arrived in one piece and back together like it's supposed to be without a bunch of clowning around. But anyway.
So are you interested in the $26 million offer?
We had accepted it at first because we thought they were going to be able to eminent domain us. And then finally, when his mom was sitting in the yard going, I've got all my flowers and I got to give up your daddy's house and I just don't want to go. I said, okay, I'll go down there and tell the realtor I don't want to go. So we pulled our name back off contract. One of the things that she hated about the contract was you wasn't allowed to discuss it with anybody. You wasn't allowed to talk about it. These are all red flags in good business.
Right.
They're not something, you don't go do business with somebody you don't know. You may never get your money, or they might get what little money you've got.
Yeah.
And I mean, these warnings are all over the news everywhere. So that this company has come forward without you putting the elected officials here, signing non-disclosure agreements, saying they don't want you to know what the company, who the company is. And a company that doesn't want to come forward into the light, I wouldn't want them around for a long stay, because they're going to treat you through the going forward years just the way they've treated you coming in. You're nothing to us. Anything you've done or built in your lifetime means nothing to us. We want you out of the way. We got enough money to shove you out of the way. And it's just not going to be a good neighbor, I can already tell you that.
So a data center came in and offered you $26 million. After lowballing you, is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, they started out low, but I mean, even at the $60,000 an acre for a data center, that is a low ball offer.
Right.
Microsoft and them have gave as much $260,000 an acre in Virginia.
Right.
So Mason County, oh, you're just a bunch of little dumb squats.
So you guys had originally signed the paperwork, and then what happened? What happened with your mom? Your mom wasn't interested?
Well, she never even cashed the little old lease that they had. They wanted to come out here and drop some drills down and lease it for a year. And they we want to look all of your property over and stick tests down in it and everything, and then we'll decide if we want to buy it or not. Well, you know, when you drop a drill down, you could be planting something.
Yeah.
So luckily, they never planted anything here because they never dropped the drill here. I caught out of the contract before they dropped the drill here.
But why don't you guys want to sell? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, for one thing, it's Mason County. I've got tombstones over there in the yard of my house that's got 1638 written on them. There's been people farming this area since 1638 from the European side of it, and Native Americans have been here even longer.
Mm-hmm.
Once you put them land movers down and tear that all to pieces, there's nothing left. You're not going to leave it for the next generation. Even the lawyer, Michael Clark, down there in Maysville said the way it's worded and the stuff that they're wanting to do to it, it cannot ever be decommissioned and returned to farmland.
Mm-hmm.
And we're running out of food plots, whether people realize it or not. Most of America doesn't even realize that a good portion of the West has been bought by China. They've brought their cowboys over here. They've got their own herds. They put the meat on a container, and it goes back to China tax-free. So we're almost out of food, and American people just do not know it. They're asleep at the wheel.
When you say we're almost out of food plots, what do you mean?
Well, like the cattle that's around here, not concluding what me and my brother are raising, but the farms that they've already got signed up in it, you're going to lose 1,000 carcass on the rails after they skin it and gut it. And then it's cut up and put on the grocery store shelves for you all to buy off the grocery stores and take it to your grill and grill it and eat it.
Interesting. So you're very passionate about farming, obviously.
I'm very passionate about food. Ain't no two ways about that. Now, I'm here to tell you, I've done both the Esther fast, the Daniel fast, and the 40-day fast that Jesus and Moses done. But on the 40-day fast, I had to puke for the last 5 days of it.
Did you?
Yeah. When a body's out of food and it's trying to die, it is no nice trip. The Esther fast was the worst, though. It's only 3 days long, but you're going to do without water. By that last hour, that third day, you're going, oh, my gosh, I want water. I want water.
Yeah.
Your mouth is dry as all get out, and your eyes are dry. Your nose is dry. You're like, and if they fool around and poison the aquifers with this stuff, and I've told you that they can, because there's mercury and lead and cadmium down in the data center. And then it comes out into the air and it lands on the ground, and then they've got major runoff off the buildings. When all that goes together with the farm chemicals, then it'll go right on down into the aquifer and into your water here in the Ohio River.
So you're concerned about the long-term environmental impacts?
Oh yeah, long time. If you got kids or grandkids, you should be concerned about these hyper data centers.
Interesting.
or any data center at all that can get this stuff back into the water.
So what are your thoughts in general just about data centers?
Well, I mean, we've went the first 6 or 7,000 years without them. Why have them now? Really is what my personal opinion on them.
Yeah. Do you like what big tech's doing? I mean, do you have any thoughts about that?
I'm told that they could actually put these on semi trailer 52-foot dry vans and come out just as good as they could with the big data.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All of this stuff, they're even saying that some of the chips in the computers will be obsolete before they build it. It's waste.
Mm-hmm.
They're not keeping up with their own technology even.
Makes sense. So you've been interviewed a lot lately. Have you ever had anything like this happen before?
No, thank God.
You don't ever want it to happen again either?
I would like to just be playing with the cowsies out there and to heck with it.
What do you think about all these New Yorkers coming to your home?
They learn.
Well, hopefully they understand that that meat that shows up on that grocery store shelf come from out here.
Really?
This isn't vacant land behind me, as a lot of them, even here in our own county, at the planning meetings, have said, that vacant land out there, and every one of them don't look like they've ever missed a hamburger in all their days of their life.
Yeah.
They've had 3 square, if not 6 square, in their lifetime.
Yep.
But it's vacant land as long as they can get some money off of it.
So that is a lot of money, $26 million.
It is?
You don't think so?
Nah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Pay the taxes on it first. Now tell me what I got left.
They'll get that.
Probably half.
All right. Anytime that you go over what the federal government will insure at the bank, or you go above what the stockbrokers can insure, then you've got to start getting the insurance out of your pocket, just like you get it out for you pay it for your car, pay it for your land, pay it for whatever, your insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll be paying insurance on money. It's just going to be another big old headache, pain in my butt.
You know what the old philosopher, Notorious B.I.G. said, right?
No, which one is he?
More money, more problems.
Oh, okay. He didn't like him more problems, did he?
Do you have any closing thoughts, ma'am? Anything you want people
just
to know about you?
Just keep our land and keep our food in our belly.
Yeah.
And that's about all I can say. Y'all got to stop if you want the kids to live.
Yep. So, ma'am, how long have you, tell me about the farm.
This farm here? Or
yeah.
How many farms?
Yeah, so tell me about this farm. How many acres is that?
On mine right here that I've, 71 acres here where I live.
Okay. How long have you guys been here?
Who is guys?
Your family.
Oh, about, 200 years or more, 250 years or more.
Oh, so this has been a family farm for over 200 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's the son's right there, another 160 acres right there.
Oh, so your son owns the acres next door. So this family land is roughly 200 acres?
No, total is about 1,200.
1,200?
If a total, yeah.
Okay, so it's roughly about 1,200 acres. So how long have you lived here?
About 60 years right here on this, right where I live now, about 60 years.
Your husband built this cabin behind us?
Absolutely. The husband, the children, and the grandchildren helped off and on as we was building it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about just life growing up here.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah?
It's just simply wonderful. There's no nothing else you could ever ask for. It's all right here.
Mason County, tell me a little bit about that. Is it kind of just a rural community?
Well, I guess it should be. Now, whether it's going to continue to be, it'll be a different thing. They're aiming at and the way they're going about it, they want all of Mason County. They don't want just a little bit. They want thousands of acres of Mason County until they consume it all.
They've looked at a total of 8,000 acres here.
Mm-hmm.
They call it phase one. When they get through with phase one, then they'll get phase two, then phase three or four more thousand. Until finally they'll consume all of Mason County. There'll be no Mason County left. It's all going to be consumed.
Tell me about like the industry that you guys have managed from this land. I mean, you guys have been farmers. What did that look like exactly?
You mean, well, how do you mean that?
Yeah, like
tobacco and cattle.
Tobacco and cattle has been our main survival.
Really?
Yeah, tobacco and cattle.
Okay.
That's all we've ever known how to do.
All
and
right.
been, you know, good at it.
Yeah.
And enjoyed it.
Yep.
And now then you can't enjoy anything for this interruption that they're coming in here with this data center or whatever it is that's going to consume so much of the land, and all of the everything will be destroyed. You won't have no food, you won't have no water, you won't have no air. You just won't have anything.
Yeah.
When all of them is depleted, you're done for.
All right, ma'am, what's your name?
Janet Garrison.
All right. Can you give us a quick synopsis as to what's going on this farm?
Well, this is the Ida Huddleston farm. And her daughter, Delcia Bear, has property right next door. Her brother, Bob, has property to the north of me. And this property lies in between the data center project and East Kentucky Power. They have a Spurlock generating plant on the river. And they wanted this property in the project because of its proximity to the power plant.
What is the proposed specs of the data center? Do we know yet?
The unknown mystery developer wanted 2,080 acres. That's the property encompasses 28 properties, 28 farms and so forth. One area is a mobile home park, but most of the others are farms. And some of the farmers were reluctant to sign because they really didn't want to leave. But when you're told, well, if you don't leave, there'll be data center all around you, you will be an island, and then we might just have to put, the utility may have to put a substation in your front yard. Now what, that's intimidation. Even if it's not a threat of eminent domain, it's intimidation.
Absolutely.